All right, go for it. So we're talking about, in this portion, the group of seven and Tom Thompson. So what do you remember most?
Well, they started in Toronto as called a group of men, artists. Didn't start out that well known. They got Tom Thompson with them, and pretty sure he joined, no, one of them joined the services.
Okay.
And but through that, through World War I, Tom Thompson died in miraculous, got killed in miraculous canoe accident.
Yeah, that was a mystery, eh?
That mystery forever remains unknown. He started doing stuff in his memory, he started making big moves. Started drawing, the pictures got more and more popular, started picking up more momentum.
Because they, were they popular at first?
No, at first they were kind of shunned, you know, because most people who were seeing this one, they were all from Toronto. That's where the group seven started off from.
Okay.
Consisted of, I forget most of their name, there was Tom Thompson, who died. It's the most one easy to remember, but...
Yeah.
I remember there being a, I don't want to say a Harriet, but a couple names. And basically, started picking up momentum. First, at first, you know, they were shunned, no one would want to see them. And eventually...
but then their style grew on people?
Their style grew on people, and people started really witnessing what it was for themselves. And then they really started to redefine Canadian art as it is.
Nice. So they redefined it. How?
They redefined it because instead of drawing images, they drew pictures of places inside of Canada.
Okay, so recognizable places.
Recognizable places.
Have you, like, where were these places?
If I can remember properly, somewhere near BC, Ontario. I believe somewhere in Muskoka's.
Okay.
The thing is, about Canada, these places were everyday places.
Yeah.
Just painted and brought to Toronto.
Yeah, so these weren't Toronto places necessarily.
No, Toronto's a big old city.
Yeah,
at
so
the
they
time,
weren't city images.
They weren't city images, they were all out in the countryside.
Do you like their work?
I can really relate to that work because my adventures of being out in the woods and being a rider.
In your backyard, basically.
In my backyard, pretty much. We live in a small town. There's a mountain. We can just look out the window. We can see it.
Yeah, and Lake Superior right next to us.
I can relate to it because I've seen a whole lot of places and stuff like that in my time.
It's familiar to you, right?
Yes.
It makes sense. It's just natural. Whereas, like, if someone was from Toronto and they looked at them, they'd be like, oh, wow, that is Canada, but I haven't been there.
I want to say a granduncle, his son, and his son's son come down from Brampton every year.
Yeah. And what's it like for him? Like,
it's a completely different paradigm for everything, pretty much.
Yeah.
Everything is different because out here we have trees. There's a lot less stuff, you know, a lot less commotion, a lot less noise.
Yeah.
Wildlife is about 100 times more abundant.
Yeah.
They're all confined into the zoo. They're all out in the woods.
Yeah. It's just a different lifestyle altogether, right?
Pretty much.
Do you think they did a good job of capturing that difference? Like, that different lifestyle?
They did a very good job.
Yeah. Now, you talked about the busyness and the activity in, like, a city like Toronto or Brampton, and then the difference, you know, experiencing life here. How would you compare those contrasts? Like,
the feel
of those places. And how does that tie in with the group of seven?
Well, the group of seven is kind of like a joining force, almost. Because they brought things from there, here, here, there, to here. Kind of made its own. It's hard to explain.
Kind of like an outsider's view, but with
an outsider looking in.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Thank you.